Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, doing my thing on this AM Saturday, man, here in the Northwest. And I can't front, man, it's like it's crazy cloudy and rainy today. But, I mean, that's kind of typical in the Northwest, but a little more rainy than normal. See, a lot of people always assume, just because we live here in the Northwest, they automatically assume, oh, okay, you're up there, it rains all the time. It doesn't rain all the time. It's just cloudy all the time. You dig? So a lot of people get that confused. So when we get a lot of rain like what we've been having, we too are like, yo, what's up with all the rain? You know, again, it's always cloudy, a little misty maybe. But today we getting some rain, which I could appreciate. I would actually appreciate it more if a little thunder came in, you know, some lightning. We don't get thunderstorms. Y'all heard me say that before. But, again, I digress. This is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, and this morning we are continuing. This is the last day of our hip-hop conversation. We've been talking pretty much all month. Since the end of February, the beginning of March, about hip hop. You know what I mean? These last 3 weeks, we've just been getting it. These last 3 weekends, we've been getting it. DJ Iceman, my man Ty, you know, James, a couple fellas, you know, been coming over. La La, we all been just breaking bread, having a good time, talking about hip hop, had some dope call ins. So we're just going to wrap it up today, touch on some key things. My man Iceman won't be here today. He's a little down under the weather, no pun intended. But you can take it one if you want to. You can. But so he's a little under the weather. So, you know, we're going to get going. And Ty's going to step in a little bit. But there are some things I want to bring up and talk about voice. Yes, I said voice. So let's get into it. Right now, hot thing on Netflix, the Iron Fist show. Now, if you've been listening to the show for the last, what, 3 years? I think we've been doing it three, maybe four. You know that I'm a superhero fanatic. You know, I love superhero, and I think Netflix has done their thing with Daredevil, first season and second, dope. Jessica Jones, dope. Luke Cage, amazing. Iron Fist for me, man. I got to tell y'all, right now, and I'm only about 5 episodes in, so I'm not just going to shit on it off the gate, right? You know what I mean? I'm going to let it marinate. I'm going to watch it and get through the season. And I'll give you all a full synopsis at the next weekend, because I will be, you know, binge watching it this weekend. But as of right now, it's a little slow for me. It's a little slow for me. But sometimes, because a lot of people don't know much about the character Iron Fist, he's one of those characters. I wouldn't say he was an A-lister, but he's definitely not a, well, I don't know, is he a D-lister? Is Luke Cage a D? I mean, they've been putting out a lot of Netflix characters, but, I mean, because I don't look at Daredevil necessarily as an A-lister. I would say he's more like a B-lister superhero. So maybe Iron Fist, Luke Cage might be under him. Maybe they're, yeah, C-listers. I'll give him that, C-listers, because Jessica Jones is definitely a D-list. So, yeah, they're C-list characters. So they're bringing them to life, and they're doing a good job, but this one, a little slow for me, but I will watch it, and like I said, give you a full synopsis next weekend on the show. But one thing I like that Netflix has been doing with these Marvel shows, and I don't know if anybody else has been paying attention, but checking out the soundtrack, like they've been, I don't know who's helping with the soundtrack or the development of the show. But they've been playing some hip-hop cuts in these joints, man. I'm talking like, and it's blowing my mind. I'm like, there's got to be a hip-hop head in there somewhere putting his influence in, just letting it slide on in. So that's real dope to me. A lot of other things going on that we're going to discuss. I got a lot of music news. But first, I have to bring you in and introduce my beautiful co-host, Miss Lala, in the building, blessing us today.
Hey,
what's
hey,
up,
good morning. Scooter, I got to share my experience with you because I don't watch a lot of movies until I can watch them at home or Netflix or whatever. I don't know if you've seen Get Out, but someone sent it to my inbox, okay?
Right.
All I knew was it was about interracial dating, and he's going home to meet the folks. I'm thinking I'm about to watch a romantic comedy. Oh, I got some time, right?
Yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't watch that before bed. So, have you seen it?
I've seen it. You know, I'm going to keep it focused. Mm. Everybody's been raving and ranting over this movie. I watched it. I wasn't really impressed. I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it, but I definitely was not
impressed.
No,
I was disturbed. I wasn't impressed. I was disturbed. So I was going to watch a romantic comedy. It kind of twisted my...
Yeah, well,
I
saw the preview, so I knew it wasn't going to be romantic at all.
See, I didn't know.
But I did see a lot of people, like I said, that were ranting and raving and really talking about it and bragging about it. Like, oh, man, Get Out is this and that. And I was like, okay. And, I mean, I didn't hate it. Like I said, I didn't hate it. And I'm really impressed. What really impressed me is that the boy, you know the cats, the two comedians, Key and Peele? They have a show called The Key and Peele. The little chunky one is the one, which is Jordan Peele, I think is his name, is actually one who wrote Get Out. So I was impressed with that because I thought it was really well written. It was a little dry.
It's deep, but it's just the whole psychological thriller and horror part, and I didn't expect it because I stay away from that stuff. I get bad dreams, okay?
Well, I mean,
there
was just some things in the movie because I dug that he was bringing this black guy who was dating this white woman down to meet her family. There was just some things that weren't true to black people, black men in this show. And what I mean by that is, and I don't want to give it away because I don't know who's seen this. There are scenes in the movie. Let me say it this way. There are scenes in the movie where he does some uncharacteristically things that blacks won't do. You know, very uncharacteristic. You know what I mean? And, like, we don't go towards the noise. You dig what I'm saying? We hear a scream. We don't walk towards the scream. We are out regardless. Something doesn't seem right. We are out regardless. Movie should have been about 10 seconds long. I'm going to be honest. You know what I mean? I pull up, get out the car. Dad says, hey, my man. Okay, time to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's instantly, that rubbed me the wrong way. I get out, my man, and the way he said it, he wasn't like, hey, my man, what's up? He was like, come here, my man. Like, you know, and his daughter was even like, yeah, what's up, my dad and my man thing, you know? Again, I don't want to tell the movie. But right then, hey, we got to go. We got to go. That movie should have been 10 seconds. Got out the car, bring it in, my man. Back in the car.
So it was a good ride. It was a good ride for the, you know, I just don't like I don't like being scared, okay? The worst dream I had last week was the dealerships wouldn't sell me the Range Rover, okay? That's the worst dream I want to have, okay? And that's the truth.
We got a caller calling already in the A. Caller, what's up? Talk to us. Introduce yourself.
Thanks, Brother Tyvon. How y'all living?
What's good, Ty? What up?
What up?
Glad to call in, brother. I appreciate the love, man. Thank you. I got Ty on the phone. Ty, have you seen Get Out?
No, I have not. I was actually enjoying the conversation because I have not seen it. I've heard a lot of hoopla about it, seen a lot of hoopla about it, and been intrigued.
Yeah, you know, and that's how it was for me. Like, I definitely was really intrigued. I was like, I want to see it. But again, after watching it, I wasn't as moved as everybody else. Again, I didn't hate it. Highest honors to Jordan Peele.
Okay,
much
it's
love.
The roller coaster ride you knew you were getting on, and then you,
bounce
over with. I'm not getting on it again.
It was definitely the roll of the dice. But like I said, for me, where the movie, and maybe that was my issue, where the movie, you know, and here's my thing. Let me be clear. Because people are not going to like what I'm about to say. But let me be clear when I say this. Washington black. Okay, I'm a black man who lives in the state of Washington, but I am from the East Coast. And Washington black is way different from the rest of the world black. And
speak on.
Only if you come here and visit will you really understand what I'm saying. The black folks here, and I'm not saying there's no racism. I'm not saying there's not issues and they don't deal with them. Understand that. You know, in my eyes, Washington State, now they will people that live here, people that are Washingtonians, born and raised, will disagree. There are no real ghettos out here. There are hoods, but there are no real ghettos. I want y'all to understand that. There are hoods, but there are no real ghettos out here. That being said, the black man out here doesn't necessarily always come in contact with some of the things black men everywhere else come into, black women come into, you know what I mean? So, like, I've met black people here who've never had peanut butter and jelly, you know, who never had Kool-Aid, things like that, you dig? So, not saying they less black, I'm just saying the black folks here are different. So their response to things are different. So all the responses I saw to get out were from Washingtonians, like, oh, it's dope, it's dope, it's dope. So when I went to see it, I'm like, okay, but again, I'm thinking like an East Coast brother. So when I saw the movie, I'm like, yeah, that's very not us. You know what I mean? That's not what I would do. But looking at it through Washington eyes, because I do live here, looking through the eyes, I could see why they rave. Because you know what? Them type dudes, they will go towards the noise. You know? So I was like, okay, all right, I can see it. But for me, the movie was okay. I was more...
The best was that supporting actor, the buddy, the TSA guy. He saved every show.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. He was dope. He was dope. And I definitely think that the direction, and again, Jordan Peele, hats off to you, brother, that the fact that he did it, I would love to see more things from him. So I'm definitely like, it's dope to see inside his mind, to see him putting forth the effort. So that was dope for me. You know what I mean? And again, I didn't hate it. I just wasn't up in arms like everybody else was. That's my thing. I wasn't like everybody else. I didn't just jump on his dick like, oh my God, it's the best thing ever. You know what I mean? It was cool. Yeah, so that's what it was. But again, there are some things I want to talk about. A lot going on since this is our last weekend of talking to hip hop. Well, not, I don't make it seem like we just never going to talk hip hop again, because that just ain't going to happen. But it's the last in our
month
of hip hop. Right, right. And so I want to give y'all some music news. So ABC has got at Rev Run to do a comedy show. So now reality TV is instead of coming up with new sitcoms, they're now making reality TV style sitcoms. Like the T.I. show was supposed to be a reality version of like the Cosby's. You dig? Like it's supposed to be like, okay, we've been shooting these type of shows. Now let's create shows with real folks and then give them some type of dialogue and build around that. You know, that seems to be the way that TV's going anyway. So they're creating a comedy show with Rev Run and his wife, basically kind of doing what they did on MTV with the Simpsons show, whatever the hell it was called. But it's going to be a comedy. And I don't know if they're changing names. I guess they're playing themselves. But that's crazy to me. Like, wow, is this where TV's going? Like, are we just out of black actors that we gonna grab every rapper, singer? I mean, nothing wrong with it. I mean, if you an actor like Meth, let me say this: Method Man is doing this thing right now on the acting tip. You know, I'm loving the fact that he's been on the breaks. You know, and they got that new show Rebel coming out, which for me, I gotta be honest, seems like a Misty Knight ripoff. They're trying to be Netflix to the punch, but that's a whole nother animal. But Method Man's in it, and he's doing his thing. And so I can't wait for that to come out towards the end of the month. And, also TV, Underground. Man, if y'all ain't hip. Now, I know Snoop said he's tired of seeing all these slave shows and he won't watch them. But for me, being the brother that I am, I love to see the shows where us as slaves or anything that's been put down or looked down upon, when we get to fight back. And in this particular show, they doing it. And I love it. It's like, you know, an extension of Django, you know, and I dig that for me personally, because I just hate seeing, I'll watch all of them, you know, I'll watch 12 Years of Slave and all that. Again, I'm not like Snoop. I do want to educate myself. I'm not going to turn my, you know, head and act like it didn't exist, and I'm not saying that's what Snoop is saying. I get what he's saying. He's saying, I'm just tired of seeing it, and I agree on that note. Show some stuff. Show us. Give us more Luke Cage. Show us some brothers that's taking over the world and doing some other stuff. So I 100% agree with him. I just don't agree with the point of he won't watch it. I will watch it. I just feel that there's still a market and there's still a need to keep that fresh in my head. Because I think when you turn away sometimes, you get stuck. You know what I mean? You'll get snuffed if you look away. So for me, I watch it just to, you know, always give me that reminder, like, yo, this happened. I mean, it ain't like you need a reminder, but it helps. It makes me feel good. So Underground, real dope. But back to music news. So, again, ABC is hitting up Rev Run. Snoop, I don't know if y'all are hip. So Snoop's got a song called Lavender. And he's going in against Donald Trump. And he said, and he makes some comments about Trump. And I guess people are like, oh, you should apologize. And Snoop is like, I ain't apologize. You know, say what you want about Snoop. Feel how you want to feel. But right now, I think that brother has come into his own. You know what I mean? He got the show with Martha Stewart, which I don't know who came up with that idea, but he's doing it. Like he is making moves. And he's got another joint. And this is crazy. I'm going to say this. And I just listened to it, and it's actually kind of dope, called Super Crip. Like, he done went all the way back to old school gangbanger Snoop. Now, here's my issue. I like Snoop. Definitely, you know, I mean, he's not top of my list of West Coast rappers. Let me keep it funky. I like Snoop because Snoop, but he wouldn't, I don't even think he'd make my top 10 as far as West Coast, because I like the spitters, you know what I'm saying? Before Snoop, for me, there's Exhibit, the Alcoholics, Corrupt, you know, there's just way too many before him, you know. I just got to keep it funky. Be Real is before Snoop.
Snoop's
me.
The party guy.
Yeah.
It's the party
but
guy.
The song Super Crippy has is not a bad cut. I just got to feel some kind of way when you're like 40 some years old. You're like, you're close to 50. And you're definitely over 45. And you got a song called Super Crip, and in the video, he's like, he's kind of thugging, he's kind of banging. I'm like, dude, like the song is kind of cool, and I get that you feel like, oh, let me go back to my roots, and this is where I came from, let cats know I ain't forgotten, you know, don't forget where I came from. But I'm going to need you not to be the old thug. You know, if I want to see the old thug, I'll just go back home to the liquor store. He's standing right there. I don't really need you, Snoop Dogg, to be the old thug. Nobody has forgotten where you came from, but you're supposed to move on. You know, Method Man is not still out there wearing, you know, fang fronts. You know what I'm saying? If Meth right now at 40-some years old puts in some fang teeth, you're going to be like, really, Meth? Really? You know, like it's just, it's, again, maturity, let's not go back. I appreciate the song. I just don't feel like he should be up there, you know, like, come on, leave that crippin' music to the young dude. You over 40 now. You a dad. You know, think of the message that you send it. So, for me,
it sounds like a business move to me.
Well, it definitely
is. It sounds like a business move. Because he stepped, let's look what happened. He stepped on over to Snoop Lion for a minute. That was the direction he was going to go with his life and his career. I ain't paying the bills. He came on back. And someone said, you know what? If it worked the first time, let's try it again.
And that happened so fast, it was almost a second. I think he got hold of some bad weed somewhere along the line and thought, you know what? It would be a dope idea. And then somebody was like, nah, Snoop, brother, that's not working for you. And I'm
so
glad.
Now he's back. And it was like, okay, so they're trying to go for, okay, let's start over. Let's hit the reset button. That's what sold.
Go for what you want, right?
Right? A business move. I can see him in the office.
I can definitely agree with that. I mean, when y'all put it that way, you'll go for what you know. But I'm also, again, a fan and moving forward. You know, don't go
exactly
back, you know what I mean, to that dude. Although,
oh, I'm not applauding him. I'm just noticing.
He could have. Well, I guess in my eyes, he could have done it in a different way. If he was going to go back and kind of play the older. You the OG, so be the OG.
If you're going to go back, pick up where Pac left off, right? Because Pac was talking about, like, before he got dusted, he was talking about, like, starting a political party and getting the hoods joined together and all. Like, he was talking some major – he was bringing the consciousness concept to the West Coast, right? Like, that's a big difference in the hip-hop and the rap out here versus the East Coast is for instance, like Snoop is involved with, like, he was involved with Farrakhan and Nation of Islam, but, like, no consciousness really touched the music, you know what I'm saying? Whereas in the East Coast – conscience is all throughout the hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? It's a different mindset than how you bring it. Like, and this also goes back to what we were talking about, like the difference between rap and hip hop. I don't consider Snoop hip hop in any way, shape, fashion, or form. Right? Like, he's part of the whole commercial wave of rap that came in that whole commercial takeover. Like, he was the first record I ever bought with the parental advisory sticker on it. Right? It was definitely. I was seeing him in the news in a whole different way than I was seeing the other hip hop of the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole different wave of media and attention, and a whole different wave of thought and how you approach dealing with music, right? Like, no media is bad media, and it helps me sell my records. It's a whole different time period at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I feel what you're saying, because I definitely, like, when people, I was talking to some kids one day, and I was talking about these rappers today, and they were like, are you kidding me? Y'all had Hammer. And I said, wait a minute. Make no mistake, in no shape or form did anyone ever consider Hammer hip-hop. Nobody knew that Hammer's an MC. What everybody knew was Hammer was an entertainer. He could rap and he could dance. On that note is why he got put into a hip-hop area, because, I mean, don't act like hip-hop didn't have dance.
Hip-hop embraced him.
No, they didn't actually. They didn't. They really didn't embrace him. You know, not 2 years later.
Yeah, when he came back, he didn't come back as MC Hammer. He came back as Hammer, right?
Right.
He dropped the MC part.
He dropped the MC.
That's when he became commercial. He just immediately became commercialized, I think.
Well, he was commercial from day one.
He was commercial from the get-go.
When he was MC Hammer, he was commercial. When he was the first album, he was commercial. I mean, he even tried to diss Run DMC when he came out. You know what I mean? Like, that was his whole thing. That he wasn't, you know, them, but he was just as hot. But Hammer got embraced after time that in hip-hop. He got embraced by the MCs when he started checking. So there's an interview, and I think I talked about it last week, that Redman talks about MCs that would get checked and who would do the checking. And he says, yo, say what you want about MC Hammer, but Hammer, if you talk trash about Hammer, on your record, on a song, like Third Base did, a lot of MCs did, let's keep it funky, a lot of MCs did. Redman did it, Eric Sermon and them did it. A lot of cats talk trash. He said, if you talk trash and you came to L.A., you went to California, Hammer would show up to your set, wherever you was at, and check you. He said, Hammer, he said something about Hammer's mom. This is out of Redman's own mouth. And Redman said, look, let me tell y'all something. I ain't no punk. He said, but I was doing a show in L.A., and Hammer came up on me and said, yo, Red, I need to talk to you. And he was like, yeah, what you want to talk about? And he said that Hammer was like, my dude, you need to keep my mama name and my name out your mouth, basically. And he said, you know, I don't play about my mom. And Redman said, he looked at him, and seeing that he was dead ass, and he said, hey, no problem, brother, my bad, you know, and he said it wasn't like he was scared of nothing, but the brother came ready, and he knew he came ready, and he was like, yo, I left it alone. Hammer will check you. These are things that a lot of people don't realize or hear about, and this is why rap is rap and hip-hop is hip-hop. See, hip-hop is the culture. When you sit back and you dig up and you find out that information, that's the stuff people need to know. That's the stuff people should know. Because up until that point, Hammer was a sucker to me. But then I was like, yo, that just hearing that in an interview from my favorite MC made me have a whole different respect for Hammer. I was like, word? Hammer, dude? Like, Hammer was checking cap? That blew my mind. Made me realize there was some things that I didn't know. You know what I mean? So there's never a time for growth. There's always room for growth. You know, so I just want to make sure I put that out there. Because a lot of people get mad at me as we get into this hip-hop conversation. A lot of people get mad at me because they feel like, oh, especially the young guys, you're hating on today's music. You're hating on today's music. And these are some of the things that I'm glad we're talking about it now, but that I want to clear up. I want people to understand it's not hate. It's not hate. It's just like, here's the thing. If I go to a white person and I say, man, slavery sucks and this is messed up and that was messed up, you're going to say to me, oh, well, you're hating on white people. No, you're not going to say that because you too agree it was messed up. You know, well, some of y'all do. So it's the same thing. You know, I'm not hating on today's music. I'm hating on the fact that what they're doing to it is messed up. I'm hating on the fact that you're not educating yourself anymore. You're not trying to culturalize yourself to what hip hop and where it came from, and you're not doing any of that anymore. And that's the problem. We are trying to, for some reason, trying to. Actually, let me keep it funky. It's not for some reason. It's planned. It's planned. It's by design. But they are separating the art form from the culture, and you cannot do that. And that is why old school MCs are saying hip hop is dead. That is why old school MCs are getting mad and speaking out and coming back out now, and all there's like a resurgence of all these old school MCs and rappers. This is why, because these new dudes are just doing it without the culture attached, and you hear it in their music. It's no flavor. Everyone sounds. I watched some dudes who did a video just a while back about, and it was a positive message about eating healthy and all this other stuff. But even that sounded exactly like everything else. Exactly like everything else. And that is what we are trying to stop. That is why we keep trying to educate y'all to hip-hop, its culture, and its way of life. This is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com, and we will be back right after this.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed, that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 one is shot, who's to blame? Headlines, front page, and rap, the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Chuckle brother. From a black man, 'cause that's
self-sufficient, independent. The teach the east is what rap intended, but society wants to invade. So do not walk this path that they laid it. Self-destruction, self-destruction, self-destruction. D-Night, break it down like this.
Children growing, women producing men.
ovulated. And I hate it when someone dies to get all hurt up for a silly gold chain by Chump.
Word up.
It doesn't make you a big man. And to run and go and dish your brother, man. And you don't know that's part of the plan. Why? Because rap music is in full demand. Understand?
Live. This is the Stoop on Blog Talk Radio. We are finishing up our hip-hop conversation. Didn't mean to get so political right out the gate, but I had to let it be known, man, because this is something that today's music is missing. This is something that the kids always ask me, like, Stoop, why are you always shitting on our music? I'm like, dude, it's not about the music. And it's the fact that the rap is culture is being separated from the art form, and you hear it in their music. You hear it because there's no creativity. You hear it because it sounds like it's starving. It's like the music itself sounds thirsty. You know what I mean? Like when you listen to the music, it's like, yo, this joint is parched. Could be screaming out like, oh, I need some help. And we don't seem to really pay attention to it. When a little Yachty can sit back and say,
shit, I don't need some help.
I don't know a big verse and I don't listen to big. I mean, that says something to me. Like, when you sit back and you say, I ain't listen to Big or Pac, two of the most influential artists of our time, not just hip-hop. You know, and I'm going to keep it even funky because Pac is way more influential than Big was. But because of Pac, Big also was influential. So two of the most influential artist of our time, and you say that you don't listen to him at all, you don't know, or Kodak Black comes out and says, well, I'm better than Pac. Now, there's an argument there to be made. As MC, you're supposed to say you better than the next dude. But when you can't prove it, you're supposed to sit there and shut the hell up. Straight up. I'm just going to keep it going.
I'm with that. I'm with that, but was it, no one comes out and says, yo, I'm better than Jordan. No one says that, right? Now you might have a better crossover, a better fadeaway. You might be able to jump higher, whatever, right? But Jordan changed the complete universe of what you could accomplish in basketball, right? It's a whole stratospheric name that's different. Like Pac is, you can take classes about Pac's information. You can get accredited classes in colleges. You know what I'm saying? Like that's some whole different stuff, right? You're not better than Pac. You didn't do nothing close to what he did. Knock it off.
That's true. That is true. We have a caller calling in. Caller, talk to us. Introduce yourself and share your opinion and thoughts. What's up?
Peace. What's up? This is D-Bunk, a.k.a. Dennis. Yo, I just want to drop it and say one quick thing, man, and then I got to go anyway. But I think a very important part to people need to realize we're going to get kind of a little bit of metaphysics in here. Words are important. Sound is important. And there's a science to that. And what happens is you wouldn't let your child, even if your child wasn't watching the actual video of a porno, you wouldn't want your child listening to the sounds and the sex sounds from a porno because you think it would affect them. You feel what I'm saying? That's why we keep children away from certain things. And the things that are in hip-hop today, it affects the cipher of the world. You know what I'm saying? That's energy being put out, and people don't realize that that's real energy, and it does matter because you are what you eat from your head to your feet. And so I think that's the part that we're missing, but people don't think it matter. And I think me and Scooter talked about this one time that shows where we're going. There's no love in the world. So the consciousness will leave with that because they don't even have slow jams anymore. They don't play slow music, soul music, or none of that. So we kind of hit it in the wrong. And that was it. I'm be listening, y'all.
Peace. My dude, D, peace. You know what I'm saying? And, but that's real. You know, and I love the fact this came in, dropped some knowledge, had to go do his thing, man. But that is so real. That is so real. Like, there is no love, no pets. And that's my thing. Like, this is when my son first had put me on to Drake. Now, when I say put me on to Drake, because a lot of people get confused. When somebody puts me on, most cats in hip-hop, you're not putting me on to too much, because I am a dude that keeps near the street. But when I say he put me on, he actually played the album. I already knew who Drake was and all that. I just wanted to be clear. So when my son got me the Drake album and I listened to it, and he said, well, what's wrong with it? Because he thought it was the best thing going. And I said, here's the thing. There's no passion. I see that he has the ability to write, but everything I heard, it sounded like a script, because Drake's an actor. So it sounded like he was rhyming as an actor. I'm an actor playing a part as a rapper. That's exactly what I heard in his music. There was no passion. There was no authenticity to it. You could feel it. And people always say, well, how are you going to judge? It's not a judgment. I'm telling you, as a hip-hop head, as a connoisseur of the music, as a historian, as a dude who grew up in it from day one, I can give you the history. And I don't got to pick up a book or DVD. I can give you the history. So I'm telling you, when I heard it, I was like, instantly, as soon as I heard it, I was like, yo, there's no passion at all. This dude is not kicking anything he lived. He's just, these words sound good together, and they rhyme, and I'm writing this, and this is what is happening. Ooh, I may do a song and a hook right there. You know what I mean? Like, that's how it went. And there was nothing to it. There was nothing to it. There was nothing that he didn't, like, paint no pictures, and people get mad when I bring that up. But this is what I'm telling you, folks. Music speaks to you. I don't care who you are, what it is. Don't sit back. Let me just so I can keep it funky, just so everyone understands where I'm coming from. Because a lot of people are going to sit back and probably that are listening and say, well, you're a hip-hop head. You know, you might not. No, look, I'm a music head. And real music, dope music, I don't care what it is, rock, country, reggae, reggaeton, I don't care what it is. If it's dope, if it's really putting out something, if it's soulful, you will feel it. And that's the bottom line. Some of my best joints, let me tell you, I love the Bee Gees. Love the Bee Gees. Hall & Oates, my joint. I rock with Hall & Oates. You know what I'm saying? Man, what's my man's name? I can't even think of the Indian Outlaw. He got the joint called Indian Outlaw. What is his name? My country dude. But he got a joint called I can't think of it. It's on the tip of my tongue. He got a joint called Indian Outlaw, and he got a cut called Don't Take the Girl. Man, Tim McGraw. I think that's his name. I think it's Tim McGraw. Raw. His joint, that music speaks to me. When I hear his stuff, I'm like, what? That song, Don't Take the Girl? Let me tell y'all something, man. The saddest song in history. I dare you to listen to that song and not cry straight up. And it speaks. Like he sat down and wrote that. I was like, what? I know the joint by heart. Johnny's daddy taking them fishing. He was 8 years old. Man, come on, man. Come on.
Scooter, did you cry? Scooter, did you cry? Did you cry?
I plead the fifth. I'm just saying, though, real music, man, it speaks to you. And that is what today's
music. It moves you. You're right. It moves you.
It
it doesn't have any passion. It doesn't have any oven. Like he said, like, we don't slow dance no more. So these kids today don't have the understanding of it. Because, and where that understanding
comes from. No, they're
just
stimulating intercourse on the dance floor. That's what they're doing. That's all.
Right. Comes from is the culture. You got to understand it, man. You got to know what it is. If you're going to do this, if you're going to be in this business, you got to understand what Cal is talking about. Songs like that put the bricks in place? Did they put the, you know, did they lay the blueprint for these cats to feel how they feel? And what I'm asking is it our fault? Go. Let me know. Feel free to call in 607-203-5357. Let me know what you think. I want to know, is it our fault that these dudes...
Yeah. I think you're onto something because words mean something. And you're planting seeds when you say that, and then it's someone's bobbing their head to it all the time. I hear songs, I joke about a DJ in my head because he'll drop something from way back when, you know, and I'll be like, whoa, DJ, you know what I'm saying? Because you've listened to it over and over and over again. It is a programming.
Okay, good point, good point. Like you said, D said it, D Bunk said it, words
yeah.
have power. Ty, you said, yeah, we did,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah. First of all, shout out to D Bunk. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was asking you. I was saying, so you say we did? You think we did? We play a part?
Yeah, like, so I'm a generation behind you, and these cats, you're talking about a generation behind me, right? And so my generation, when I heard Cream, like, we had to hear it in context, and some of us heard it in context, and some of us didn't, right? Like, so you, you talk, like, you're talking about cats from Staten Island, right, talking about a situation to where they got no other option but having to do come at things with that mindset to make things happen, because there's not a, the opportunity's different. The way to make things is different out there. It's a whole other universe from out here, like you're talking about, right? So when we hear stuff like that, we took it to a whole. My generation, when people struggling heard it one way, and people not struggling, who are part of the whole rap crossover aspect of things, right? Because that's big time in my generation, right? That is my generation. This is where we get lost in the mix, right? Is my generation, right? Because we're producing. The music that these kids like, so these kids is coming up on 50 and all that kind of stuff, right? Like these club, like everything's about record sales at this point, right? And is Cream an issue? No, because when I saw Cream, my generation, I saw people getting money as a group. When I saw Wu-Tang, I was like, that's the shit. That's how you're supposed to do it, right? We get it together, right? That whole demonstration was fantastic, right? That's not what we see now, right? What we see now is I get mine independently, and if you get yours, I'm hating on you for you getting yours, and yeah, you whoop-de-woo. Like, why am I mad at you for getting spins and record sales? Like, it used to be back in the day, like, you get your sales and spins, I get my sales and spins, we link up and go on tour together. We get more spins and more record sales together.
Yeah.
Now I get more spins and record sales off of the media hype. And media hype is run off of sex, conflict, money, drugs. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So I got to ditch you now. I got to diss you, and we got to get our record sales up by us dissing each other, and not even off no real battle like MC stuff, right? It becomes a personal attack. It's not about the rhyme, you know what I mean? It's about now when I dissed you, who got the most record sales? Yeah, you whoop you. Oh, I got one more than you. I win. What's that?
Right. Because let me tell y'all out there, and for y'all that's listening, and for those that are listening and want to pass it on, that is flagrant. Straight up. In the game of hip-hop, that is flagrant. If you just dissing, and this is why a lot of these artists today, for like Joe Buttons comes at a lot of artists, a lot. And we'll say in a minute, like, yo, give me something, Game is another dude, comes at a lot of people. He starts out, because these are two artists who, I'm not saying they don't have a talent, but their talent is to rise off of somebody else. You know what I mean? To build off of something somebody else does. That's where they seem to shine. They've had some decent albums in their time, but they seem to shine or thrive better when in conflict. So you have these artists that try, and that's why guys like Jay-Z are like, I'm not even going to give a rebuttal to Game. And which is funny, because Jay-Z, rebuttal or not, I'll rebuttal or not, I'm not rebuttaling Game. You know? Game came out and said, man, anybody got any, he said, I've said stuff about his wife, everything, any information you can give me. And he said, I can't seem to rattle this cat for nothing. And Jay was like, nah, dude, like, why would I argue with you and be with, you're not even in my arena, you know? So he was, Jay just kind of, and Jay not responding in the sense, works for him. That doesn't work for everybody. Personally, as an MC, as a hip-hop head, I think Jay should have came out and murdered him. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I mean, that might have been a difficult battle for him. And, you know, it might have been a Mayweather situation. Yeah, I pick who I want to fight. You know, but
right, but this is where I make a lot of people mad. I don't consider Jay-Z an MC. Like, he's a rapper to me, right? He like his whole style is glitz, glam, money, drugs, car, the whole thing. Like as even as a grown man, he's not getting that conscious with. You know what I mean?
Here's my argument to you with that. Is Big Daddy Kane an MC?
Different time period, different culture.
Is Big Daddy
like look at that, because look at the difference of what got ushered in with Jay-Z, right?
My question to you, is Big Daddy Kane an MC?
I'm not qualified to answer that question. Not my era.
Because I'm going to tell you who he is. And Jay Style is a straight derivative from Kane. Straight from Kane. An MC has always had the ability to dance in both worlds. Now, I will say he's an MC who became an entertainer. He has definitely outgrown his MC-ness. Because to say to me, to say Jay's not an MC is to say LL's not an MC. You know.
I think it's a whole different argument. Because again, as we're talking different eras or whatnot, right?
LL, when L came out, L was Mr. Sex Symbol. Pulling his shirt off, he was doing everything that most MCs weren't considering hip-hop-esque. But he was right; he was in his own lane. You know, Kane was in his
lane. Right, the lover boy.
And to me, Jay paved the way. Jay came out. Jay went straight up the hip-hop trail. Jay came out as a hype man. You know, he was a hype man first.
I agree.
Ghostwriter next.
Agree.
And then ghostwriting and hyping. He's had battles.
Oh, hold on. Quick question. Was his name Jay-Z as a hype man? Was his name Jay-Z? And I was specifically asking, there's a reason why I'm saying Jay-Z.
Say that again.
Because so when he was coming up in the game, was he coming up as Jay-Z or did that name come in at a certain time period? Because my understanding is there's even a beef over the name Jay-Z and all that.
Yeah, there's a beef
from Jazzo and all that. You know what I'm saying?
The funny problem is Jazzo is the one he was a hype man for, and when he was Jazzo, he was Jay-Z then. And in fact, in the song Hawaiian Sophie, Jazzo says he shouts him out. He says something. Didn't you see that, Jay? And Jay comes in. Yeah, I saw it, and then pops right back out. He used to just do little actions like Flavor Flav. He used to come in on Jazz.
He's up there. Staying corrected. Staying corrected.
But
this is where we might have a generational difference on Jay-Z, because for me, I see him as almost like the king of the sellout in this generation, right? Because in the conversation we had, we agreed on the fact that like in single handedly with a snap of the fingers, he could change the way this game goes right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
And he's not doing it.
You'll get no argument from me.
So on a cultural aspect, you can't call him an MC at this point because he's not protecting the culture.
Hold up. I'ma still call him an MC because that's the trail he bore. You can't. It's like a general being a general. You can't tell a general you're not a general no more. You know what I'm saying? Schwarzkopf is not a general. General Schwarzkopf will always.
You can get a dishonorable discharge.
Huh?
You need a dishonorable discharge.
Right, he did, though. He paid his dues. I mean, he might have crossed over and right now might not
right.
be considered.
Right, dishonorable discharge.
You know, I don't know if he was dishonorably discharged. And that's the argument I have, because here's a dude that, again, who's done, even at the height of his career, jumped in a battle with Nas.
I'm with that. I'm not mad at that. Okay, so this is what I'm talking about, modern day type stuff, right? Like so in the sense to where you take over a record label, you take over the promotions to where you promote yourself over other people. The whole thing becomes about you.
Right.
And we're talking about.
Okay. All right. I see what you're saying. So here's the same argument that the same discussion we were having last week, Ty. No matter what Bam did, Bam is still Bam. You can't take away Afrika Bambaataa's place in hip-hop or whatever because of what he did, right? So, yeah, Jay could single-handedly bring it back. Yeah, Jay may have crossed over. Yeah, Jay may have sold out. But You can't take away the fact that he has paid his dues. You can't take away
right.
the fact that
he's agreed.
MC.
Right. And if he wants to say he was an MC, I'm not tripping. I will give him that. He was an MC. Now, if you want to say he is an MC, we're going to have an argument.
Okay.
We're talking present tense. I can't say he is. You understand what I'm saying? In our conversation, we were also talking about the need for a governing body in hip hop and for the older heads to recognize that they did not set up an institution to protect the culture, right? So in the cultural sense of like, if you're going to call yourself an MC, you got to be part of protecting the culture. And if you got that kind of power and you're not using it.
I can 100% agree with you on that one, Ty. That, and I'm going to tell you, it's a rare moment when a cat can save my mind. But on that one, he is not protecting the culture. You're right. You know, I never forget, I watched the interview with Redman. You can actually find it on my page, soapboxscooter.wordpress.com, where Redman talks about, he said, man, and he's being interviewed. Oh, who's he being interviewed by? He's being interviewed by another rapper, and I cannot think of who it was. But they go in, they say, hey, look, I might have been Ghostface Killer. I don't know, but it was somebody else. And they went on to say, they asked the question. Oh, it was Dame Dash. I think it was him and Dame Dash or whatever. But he was saying, look, when I used to come into Def Jam, he said, I helped build Def Jam. He said, and when Jay was in charge, man, we had to, you had to get buzzed up. Like, it was no more just walking straight up, like, okay, that's Redman coming in. He's like, dude, I'm Redman. Like, you got to have a car and an ID to get in. He said, every Friday they had these extravagant, listening parties or meetings or whatever they were. He said, it was lobster all the time. He said, you got lobster for lunch every Friday, and we can't get promotion. So I can't argue that, because if my favorite artist is saying, hey, I felt some kind of way, then you know what? There's facts. There are facts. But again, for me, I can't take away what he's done. You know, and I think that's my
agreed.
Argument.
Agreed. Respect.
You know what I'm saying? But this is the Soup on BlogTalkRadio.com. As you see, we kick it. We kicking it. You know what I'm saying? We talking hip hop. This is real conversation, man. Feel free to call in 607-203-5358. We down to the last minutes, actually. So I want to end it with a dope song as usual. Any last words, Lala?
No, man. I agree. Maybe the Zulu Nation can step up and make a process that can be ongoing and continue to add members that would be part of that governing council. That's an idea.
Indeed. Ty.
Like Common said, if I don't like it, I don't like it. That don't mean that I'm hating. Beyond that, learn to love instead of hate, family. Peace and love.
That's what's up, man. I'm going to say, get your culture up, man. You in this game, you an artist, you consider yourself the BMCs, get your culture up. Get your knowledge up, man. I teach this every Saturday, man. Holla at your dude. Again, you can always hit up the show if you got questions, or follow me at soapboxscooter.wordpress.com, or you can also find me on Facebook. That's soapbox. That's what it is, man. Enjoy your Saturday.
Here it comes. Since the far off days, a man first heard a scratchy noise on a cylindrical drum, accompanied by staccato human tones, it has been his aim to add breath to his step, to give realism and spaciousness, and even where it applies, to convey actual movement.
Intro, I start to go, my rhymes will flow slow. Get up and dance, cause Kane said so. If you were lounging around, it's time to get up. Pardon my expression, but I'ma tear shit up. I appear right here, scaring dear. A mere musketeer that would dare to compare. I do declare, getting busy is where it's at. But what you're saying, you wouldn't get a point for that. Cause you're a featherweight, and your rhymes, you carry life. But I drop bass just like Barry White. So how could you think that you pose a threat? You say you're rocking, how many shows you get? All your vocals go local on the MIC. Mines go a great distance, like AT&T. I'm not new to this, I'm true to this. Nothing you can do to this. Fuck around with Kane and come out black and blue for this. So, yo, go for what you know. Attempt to debate so I can humiliate. We can go rhyme for rhyme, word for word, verse for verse. Get you a nurse, too late. Get you a hearse to take you to your burial ground. Because the big daddy Kane always throws down. Correct, I get respect. I'm out to collect cash money, cause I get raw. trouble to phony MCs. I move on and seize. I just conquer and stop another rapper with ease. Cause I'm at my apex and others are below. Nothing but a milliliter. I'm a kilo, second to none. Making MCs run, so don't try to step to me. Cause I ain't the one. I believe rappers just like Tylenol, and they know it. So I don't see why you all try to front, perpetrating the stunt, when you know that I smoke you up like a blunt. I'm genuine like Gucci, roar like sushi. Stage of rage is what rap is to me, to make me want to create chaos and mayhem. Cold rock a party until the 8 a.m. I'll make a muscle, grab the mic and hustle. While you stand dazed and amazed, I'll bust a little rhyme with authority, superiority, and captivate the whole crowd's majority. The rhymes I use definitely amuse, better than Dynasty or Hill Street Blues. I'm sure to score and draw for more without a floor, cause I get raw. When I'm at your service, give me that title, boy. You don't deserve it. I work like a slave to become a master. And when I say a rhyme, you know that it has to be perfectly fitted. Cause I'm committed to entertainer and trainer and Kane are getting with it. I go and flow and grow to let you know I damage you. I'm not an amateur, but a professional, a questioner without doubt, superb. So full of action, my name should be a verb. My voice will float on every note when I clear my throat. That's all she wrote. The minute that the Kane starts to go on, believe it's gonna be smooth sailing, so on. As I put other rappers out of their misery, get them in a battle and make them all history. Ruling and schooling, and see that I'm dueling. Watch them all take a fall as I sit there cooling on my throne with the bronze microphone. God bless the child that can hold his own, cause I can rule.
There's an experiment to begin with.
24 step chilling, killing like a villain. The meaning of raw is ready and willing to do whatever is clever. Take a loss, never. And the rhymes I bust, coming off as muscle. And I come off hard with rhymes that are odd. I rip the microphone and leave it scarred. Never smoking or hitting or taking a sniff. Only question MCs that be trying to trip. I get strong and titanic, do work like a mechanic. Make MCs panic, they all get frantic and skeptic. Like a girl on a contraceptive. As I rock, but hey, what you expected? I'll get bored for you just like a boar, but you're rather like a samurai. And I'll be damned if I ever let a Fisher Price MC hang. This rhyme's a toy, nothing but yin yang. Do it without battle on the microphone. Bring your own casket into a stone, and I'm a preacher funeral. Tell me who in the world.